Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% cash back on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you go out, you cash in. What's in your wallet?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, burst my bubble.
So there's that.
I'm all for a free market and capitalism, and I get that. But.
And a lot of fans are feeling the same
way.
Yeah, well, you know, people are outraged that a Prince song is being used in a Capital One commercial.
It would be like using Elvis Presley after he's long gone. I think he's gone. I don't think he's working
well,
at
you
a
never
Burger
know.
King up in Baxter. I have a
never
theory.
Know.
He shows up at Breezy Point up on Pelican Lake every Saturday night in the summer.
Still
I think that may
good.
Be him. He sounds great. He looks great. But no, look, I mean, you can't blame a group, an artist, for want of maximizing revenue. I get that, right? I mean, that's the game. Make as much money as you can, because who knows what next week, next year will bring. But after somebody has passed.
Because, you know, Prince doesn't need any more revenue.
No, he doesn't. And everything. And I never met Prince. I passed him once. I had a close. Everybody has a
close
brush
encounter.
with Prince. But I can't imagine in a million years that he would be okay with his music. And even if you hate his music, I love his music.
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine that he would be okay with that to sell credit cards.
651-989-9226. Love it or hate it. Yes, you want to hear more Prince in the Capital One commercial, or, oh, for shame, this is a Shonda. Prince would never have allowed this had he still been with us today.
It would be a little like using John Lennon, who was killed. He was murdered.
Yes.
John Lennon using his likeness to sell, I don't know, pork and beans.
But you know what? I hear Beatles commercials. I hear Beatles commercials
yes.
and songs. I hear Aerosmith. I hear Rolling Stone. I hear Bon Jovi.
McCartney, at last report, was still very much alive. I think it's one thing if you're alive and you make the decision while you're alive, yes, I'm going to use my art, my name, my likeness, my brand, yes.
Okay.
But once they're gone,
okay.
I think it's a different ball game. And I understand about maximizing revenue, and apparently Prince's estate wants to do anything and everything to maximize revenue. I had the same reaction driving down the highway, one of these big digital billboards, advertising Paisley Park with Prince's likeness, you know, front and center.
Yep.
I can't imagine that he would be okay with that.
I can only hope that when we're dead, we don't care about these things. I hope he's not looking down on us going, oh, no, this is...
If you're alive and you make the decision... Great. More power to you.
Yeah.
Once you're gone, should people be able to use your name and likeness, your art?
Mm-hmm. To make money.
And he was an artist.
Yes, yes.
To maximize their gain.
That's right.
I think that, to me, is the differentiator. If you're alive and you bless it, great. More power to you.
And maybe that's what makes you the nicer one of the two of us. Because my capitalism is peeking out and rearing its ugly head and saying, well... No harm, no foul.
I thought you were a socialist.
No harm, no foul.
You're not a socialist?
No harm. I am a capitalist on this one. And I say, you know what? It's not hurting anybody. You can call them greedy, call them whatever you want, but they're the family and they have the rights. And here we go. Garrett's in Bloomington. Garrett, what do you think?
I actually love it. I'm glad that Capital One is actually using this music. It doesn't matter if they're trying to... promote cards for Capital One, but and then I have one other thing to say. Actually, Justin Moore did a tribute to him on Saturday at Purple Rain and down at Ramble Jam, and that was great.
Nice. So, yeah. Nice. Yep. Okay, so Garrett, see, he likes to hear it in the car. So when you have a Capital One commercial come on, you get a little Prince fix.
No, I admire their taste in music that they chose Prince and I don't know. But I just, part of me just still...
I get it.
There's a little revulsion that they would do that after the artist has passed.
The texters are with you. No Prince and credit card commercials. It's unholy, you guys. Hey, guys, I compare Prince and the Capital One to John Lennon during the Republican campaign commercial. That's from Tom. Here's another really good point.
Yeah.
I guess it's another lesson for making a will.
Amen to that.
You can put that in your will, I guess, what is to be done with the art you create.
And he didn't have a will. Right?
But who would fight that for him? I mean, only the family knows the will, and I guess his lawyer. Do you keep an execututor of your will to make sure that those wishes are carried out?
That's above my pay grade. Maybe somebody can call in. But yeah, I think so. If you explicitly say, do not use my name and likeness for any commercial venture when I'm gone.
Oh, that, sure.
I think they have to adhere to that.
Can I use the Doppler when you're dead?
Yeah, it's whatever dibs you want. When I'm dead and gone, I won't care.
I'll have to fight Lori for it.
But again, and it's not even so much for Prince. Hopefully he's in a much better place right now.
Mm-hmm. Not thinking about this.
But I think Prince fans, and you know, many of them have to be shaking their head and wondering what this is all about. By the way, there is a little good news, Jor, for Prince fans. What?
Let's take Mike in Minneapolis, Mike. And then you're going to give us the good news. Hey, Mike.
Hi. Yeah, one thing I was wondering about is Prince being a Jehovah's Witness and what his faith would say about that, and you know, if the family thought about that and considered it. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But you know, what's the angle there?
That's a good question. You know? I don't know, because he was a commercial artist, so he made money and he sold it. So I don't know there are restrictions on business like that. But Jehovah's Witnesses call us.
Yeah, and you know, it does kind of turn me off. It's kind of like, what would Bob Dylan say if they were using his music after he, I mean, he's not around to dispute it or anything, but, you know.
Good call, Mike. Thanks for the call.
I agree.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. By the way, Prince, when he was alive and well, came to one of my friend's homes.
Really?
Talking about converting, talking about the advantages of being a Jehovah's Witness.
Was your friend like freaking out that Prince was in his home?
Because he never introduced himself. He came along with somebody else, but the whole time, and he talked about his faith.
Was he dressed like Prince?
I think he had a sweatshirt on. I don't think he was decked out. You know, he didn't break out into a hey.
And was your friend like? Then did your friend just sit and listen?
She knew who she was. Well, she was fascinated, and I think she would have probably rejected. She's a staunch Jew,
and an
observant Jew. But I think she was so fascinated that here's Prince.
Oh, I'll listen. Come on
my front foyer. Yes, come on in, please.
I would have done the same
whatever
thing,
it
by
takes.
The way.
Yeah, here's some lemonade. Tell
it's
me
not
more.
Against Judaism to listen. So come on in, share. Go ahead, have a nosh.
But isn't that bizarre? He went from door to door. So I mean, again, I give him credit for putting his faith into action and standing up for what he believed in. Warner Brothers is announcing it is releasing new music by Prince. It's going to be released Friday of this week on CD, vinyl, and digital. It's called Piano and a Microphone 1983. It's from a 35-year-old cassette that Prince recorded of himself playing piano and singing at his home studio in Chanhassen. So that's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
The cassette was found in Prince's vault. So there is some good Prince news today.
Thank you for ending us on a high note.
I'm trying.
It's 421 Weather Therapy when we return on CCO.
So are your drip dries drooping?
It's been a little moist lately.
Don't use that word.
I like it.
No moist.
A little moist. Oh.
Can't say that word. 1 to 3 inches of rain this morning for much of southern Minnesota. The heaviest rain down in Renville County. Kind of weird to be tracking these Boy, these lines of severe thunderstorms, strong to severe storms overnight into the morning hours. Danube, 4.38 inches of rain. They win the coveted Golden Rain Gauge Award. Again, this is typical for June. It's a little weird for late September, and we're not out of the woods yet. Another 2 to 4 inches of rain late tonight through tomorrow night and even Thursday night. The heaviest storms may be Thursday. Some of the storms Thursday could be severe. Then we dry out again on Friday. Fifth warmest start to September on record. We had 20 days of 90-plus in the Twin Cities. That is a tie for the 32nd most on record. And again, I have friends in North Carolina. We talked to some of them last week, Janice and Brian.
Where are they now?
Well, Brian was able to go back and check on his home. They still can't live in their home. Mm-hmm. They had some leaks, but the home is still standing. Oh, Janice, who lives in Wilmington, still can't get to Wilmington or Wrightsville Beach. The roads are still cut off. Oh. Even though the hurricane Florence was late last week, the rivers are still rising, up to 40 inches of rain. Jeez. Not quite as bad as Harvey, which dumped as much as 50 on parts of Houston. Mm-hmm. But again, this thing moves so slowly, it dumped so much rain, and it takes a few days to flush all that rainwater into the rivers. And so, yeah, North Carolina reeling from this thing. This is probably a $50, $60, $70 billion storm when it's all said and done. And now what's left of Florence, actually one of the computer models takes it out to sea, re-strengthens the storm, and brings it back into North Carolina.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I think the odds of that, I pray the odds of that are slim to nil, but some of the models are hinting that it could do come back at the Carolinas for a second swipe.
That's brutal.
So
we've had enough, Florence.
Middle of next week, I think there may in fact be some frost for central Minnesota. Listeners up in St. Cloud, Little Falls, Sauk Center area, maybe even into Willmar. People ask, you know, what about the Twin Cities? On average, we get our first frost here right around October 3rd or 4th. And I have a hunch that that will be the case this year.
Okay.
I would bet a stale State Fair corn dog that we will have our first 32 in the Twin Cities first week of October.
It's coming, folks.
So, yeah, I mean, we had a supersized summer. It was nice getting 80s and 90s in mid-September, but time to start digging out the sweatshirts and jackets out of cold storage. I think you'll need them by next week.
It's 4:30. When we get back, we are going way beyond the headlines. Is Amazon changing reviews and accepting bribes to do that? Oh, we're going to find out after the break.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
To infinity and beyond.
The headlines.
So now you're going to rain all over my Amazon parade?
Yes. I was going to tell you about the Amazon story, but can I start with McDonald's?
Okay.
Today, in 10 cities across the nation, not here in Minneapolis, people walked off the job to protest what they say is rampant sexual abuse and harassment in McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Yes. They say the employees that rallied in all of these different cities, they say McDonald's has little to address the problem despite complaints with the Federal Equal Opportunity Commission on behalf of 15 workers in 2016 and 10 more filed earlier this year. They say they're breaking their silence and making history so the youth of McDonald's will have a better future. This was the first nationwide strike ever called specifically to protest sexual harassment. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
I didn't realize that was going on at McDonald's, but apparently it is rampant. Workers describe the company's lack of action on sexual harassment as part of a larger culture of disrespecting workers.
Huh.
Make a note.
I had no
Good
idea.
For them.
Would you like a little weed in your Coke?
Oh, boy. Weed in my Coke? That sounds pretty high.
Well, the original recipe of Coca-Cola had cocaine.
And I bet it was delicious way back.
And I guess it was wildly popular. Maybe I can't imagine why.
And maybe if we're still drinking that, we'd all be nicer to each
other. Maybe. That's all it takes. Coke said it's eyeing the cannabis drinks market, becoming the latest beverage company to tap into surging demand for marijuana products as traditional sales slow.
Like real cannabis?
Well, here's the thing. There's a catch. There's always a catch. Coca-Cola says it is monitoring this industry and is interested in drinks infused with CBD. That's not the chemical that gets you high. That's THC.
Okay.
CBD
is so why would I want that?
That's the non-psychoactive ingredient in marijuana that treats pain.
Oh, got it.
Doesn't get you high.
Oh, okay.
But again, for people with pain issues, arthritis, et cetera, in theory, this could help those people. They're having talks with this Aurora Cannabis Company to see if they can team up. Can you imagine that? Beverage makers trying to add cannabis as a trendy ingredient while their traditional businesses slow down.
So it wouldn't be available everywhere, though. It's only available where pot's legal?
I guess. But again, the CBD does not make you high.
Right.
It just treats pain. So whether we could buy it here in Minnesota, TBD.
TBD.
Stay
CBD.
Tuned.
All right, back to your Amazon story. Amazon is reportedly investigating employees that have allegedly offered confidential data in exchange for cash, for bribes. So you can go bribe an Amazon employee and maybe get some good
stuff.
Well,
wasn't this mostly in China?
They're investigating employees leaking internal data and offering services to other sellers, like changing reviews in exchange for bribes, okay? They're selling sales and search information to independent merchants on the site, giving them an edge over competitors. Brokers working at intermediaries for Amazon are offering to delete negative reviews and restore banned accounts. Delete bad reviews and restore accounts. And yes, they say the practice is taking place in China, where it's said to be most prevalent and possibly the most competition there.
Now, when you go online, if you go to Amazon, do you rank the results based on the number of favorites? I tend to do that, and it's probably lazy on my part, but you can filter the results based on different criteria, and I usually go to the 4-star or better, thinking
I'm not an online shopper. I know that sounds insane. I prefer to go to a store.
What are you, a Luddite?
I know. I like to touch and feel things. I like to try things on.
You don't buy anything on Amazon?
Well, here's how my Amazon shopping goes. Babe, we need more toilet paper, and I can't get to Costco this week. And then he orders it on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have an account. I don't order on Amazon.
Do you live in a van down by the river?
I know. You would think, and I love to shop. I like to go to brick and mortar. Sorry, that kind of ruined your story.
Wow. Okay. I learned something about you.
Sorry.
You're scaring me a little bit.
I'm sorry. Okay. FEMA.
Oh, wait. You just read yours.
Oh.
Jeez.
Being very selfish.
We go back and forth, remember?
So sorry.
God. All right. Did you see this Buffalo Bills player who retired at halftime?
What?
Vontae Davis. And yesterday with Kickergate and what's happening with the Vikings kicking situation, we didn't get around to this, but I was blown away. Apparently, Vontae Davis stunned the Bills coach, Sean McDermott, telling him he wanted to pull out of the game for good.
Oh, this like is at halftime?
Yeah. This isn't how I pictured retiring from the NFL, Davis said in a statement Sunday night. But today on the field, reality hit me fast and hard. I shouldn't be out there anymore.
Did he get hurt or something?
He struggled with injuries. Oh. He missed most of last year with a groin problem that required surgery. That would get me rethinking.
Uh-huh.
I don't care how much money.
Groin.
If I got a groin injury. Uh-huh. But one of his teammates, Raphael Bush, said, "In this game, we're always taught to fight to the end. For you to give up on your teammates in the middle of the game, I've never seen anything like that."
He couldn't have waited.
He couldn't have waited till the end of the game?
Come on.
He had an epiphany. Wait a second. There are giant 300-pound men hurtling at me. I may get really hurt.
Right. Well, protecting the groin.
Always good advice.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we're hearing from our great listeners that CBD is legal in Minnesota currently.
I did not know that.
Yes. Apparently, we can go to our local smoke shop. They have many different options, including gummies and pills and smokable things. It's a supplement, legal and available in Minnesota today. So I guess that we could have the weed and coke or the CBD and coke.
You don't need a prescription?
Let's have a coke and a smile.
Jordana Green is a pain in my tuggis. I need some CBD.
You need something stronger for that, boyfriend. Let me sneak this in. You might get a text from the president next week. The ALERT is the first nationwide test of the presidential alert system. FEMA is sending it out. It allows the president to address the nation in the event of a national emergency. Oh, it's sometime this week they're going to test this new presidential alert system that will allow the president to send a message to every phone in the U.S. They're using a wireless emergency alert, a WEA system. Anyone with cell service should receive a message on the phone. It will say this. This is a test of the national wireless emergency alert. No action is needed. But boy, if it didn't say that, I'd be freaking out.
But he's not just going to be sending out tweets.
He might. Now he's got the power to send you a text. So be careful.
It's very
what the
convenient. I don't have to look for
you.
The tweets. They just come to me automatically.
Directly to you.
It's not a bug. It's a feature.
I don't know if that's a blessing or a curse.
All right. It's time. Wixen time.
That's 5-4-47. Visit the experts at Wixen Jewelers to shop an incomparable collection of jewelry that's designed to last a lifetime.
Twins pulled out a nice victory last night. Hopefully they can repeat that this evening. Mike Max is here. Maxie, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you see, Twins, obviously, you know, you watch for different things, but Cole Stewart pitched pretty well last night.
Yep.
And obviously, Detroit Tigers are like the Twins. They're a team kind of trying to find themselves again, figure out who's suspects and who's prospects. And Miguel Sano was available last night, so you got him back, so he can swing away for a little while. And maybe you can find out a couple things about him over the last couple weeks of the year. So that's where you're at with the Minnesota Twins. If they can at least win and get some feel-good things here. These September games, even when you're out of it, they still mean something because individual performances and what you can count on and how you can forecast for the offseason are all built into this. And so all these games are really important.
What else are you working on tonight? Where are you now, Maxie?
I'm on the road doing my thing. And the Vikings, I spent a fair amount of time with yesterday, of mm-hmm. course, and brought the news of Bailey being the new kicker there, Dan Bailey, replacing Daniel Carlson. And that's going to be the conversation with Harrison Smith show last night. You know, it's a brutal, tough business, but they had to send a message to the current team that they're playing for keeps and that they're going to do everything they can to support that effort to get to the Super Bowl. They did it with a quarterback. Now they're doing it with a kicker. And so it's difficult. Daniel Carlson has a wonderful future if he can ever get this thing figured out because he's got more talent than the kicker they've ever drafted or maybe brought in as a rookie. That good. You just got to figure it out right now. You just feel terrible for him to have to go through this. But it is a reminder how brutal this business is. It always looks good when you're winning and whatnot, but you see coaches start moving and families start moving and you see it up close like I do on a regular basis. You realize, man, this is one tough way to make a living.
All right.
Safe travels out there. Good luck with the traffic.
Thanks, Maxie.
Thank you.
All right. Be safe.
And next hour, we're going to keep the Brett Kavanaugh story going.
That's right. We didn't get to all your calls, so call back in and let's talk about
that. And there's some threads we want to talk about, too, about Brett Kavanaugh's mother, apparently, who was a judge, mm-hmm. who ruled in a foreclosure case. That keeps coming up. Mm-hmm. Our texters, our listeners are talking about that. Let's address that when we come back at 5:10. Thanks for tuning in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.